wonder, Brother Mark, if we can say just a quick word about prosperity and health. There's coming a day, as far as 1 Corinthians 15, when we will have spiritual bodies. But as far as this scene, there is something about the writings, not only on John, but also of Paul. Paul was also concerned about the health, the physical health, of those that they were acquainted with him. For example, Timothy. He was concerned about whatever illness or problems or infirmities that he might have. It is something that I need to remind myself of constantly, because there's a reason behind it, that the Spirit of God will bring that aspect of the physical bodies. Because the desire of the Spirit of God is whatever God has given us, these bodies of ours, I think 1 Corinthians 10 makes it clear, so that we might glorify Him in our own bodies. And that's why we speak about the Spirit of God indwelling. This means that one of the things is that we cannot ignore our responsibility of maintaining these bodies as much as possible, not for us to look good. You know, sometimes you just want to look good. But it's not a matter of looking good. The prosperity of health in the Scripture is that you might glorify God. And that's important. So that gives me a sense of the mind of God, that whatever He has given us physically is not only to display and show off how great and how wonderful we are, and how beautiful of a sister, or how handsome of a man. That's not the intention behind it. That's the eyes of men. But whatever physically He has given us, He has a purpose. And that purpose, that we might glorify Him as we will usher into the prosperity of the soul.
And it might be also important to understand that the human being is not a symbol being. It is consistent of three things. First, Thessalonians chapter 5, toward the end, probably 23 or so, speaks about spirit, soul, and body. And this is how God created man, in a triune way. Not only one. And when sin came in, there was always emphasis on one or the other. So in today's day where we live, the big emphasis on the body. So there are more gyms than churches. And there is more about exercise and detoxing and reading the nutrition label and what you put in your body. Everything's about the body. Counterattack to that, there is something about the soul too. So you have all of this meditation and all of this smelling incense and, you know, reading white pages, books, and just music. And okay, a counterattack to that. The spirit is completely gone. Nobody cares about that. And the cry of the day, we do not need religion, we need spirituality. And the Indian mysticism is just flourishing everywhere in the Western world. Even from Israel, there are a lot of Jewish people that are going to India now to kind of find out who they are and what they are. We are in the danger in the time we are living today to be in there. It infiltrated Christianity. So you have the prosperity gospel. You want to be prosper. So this is what you do. You're going to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. And if you don't have faith in the preacher, because really that's not faith in God, then something is wrong with you. The Apostle John, as we said earlier, he's bending the net. He's bringing the truth as it is in the proper way. What does it mean that you are prosper or healthy and your soul is prosper? The whole idea is it is working from within. The soul is the seat of the intellect and the emotion. And when my doctrine is right, when my understanding is right, when my emotion is sanctified by the Holy Spirit, my body will function right. Have you seen saints of God that are physically weak, yet because they are holding the truth, and they really know who they are? Even on the sickbed, their face is shining. Mm-hmm. So it's a whole idea. It is beauty from within. It is really having the Spirit of God completely taking control of your intellect and your emotion. You'll be prosperous from inside. Therefore, as a result of that, I mean, they say that a broken heart will show itself in the physical condition. A man that is sad or a man that is devastated, his body would be sick. So it is very important that the world is concentrating now on the body or on the false emotion, that we realize that when we are in the presence of the Lord Jesus, taking hold of the one who is love and truth, and understanding that the assurance in our own souls, even if the body is sick, and many of the servants of God are, you mentioned John, you mentioned Timothy, here we have Gaius, probably he wasn't in a good health, and many of the saints of God, but that's okay because that body is really still attached to earth. It will get sick, that's just the way it is until that day comes when we have a new body. So in a very simple way, body, soul, and spirit, if we are sanctified by the Spirit of God, which means to let the Spirit of God take control of our intellect, our emotion, holding the Word of God, holding the Lord Jesus, even if our physical body is not that well, we understand that day will come when we have the better physical body. We don't want to focus on just the physical aspect or the emotional aspect. We want to emphasize the importance of holding the truth in our own heart and our own spirit.